This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. In order for a farmer to have had first-hand experience with inflation, he would need to be over 60 years old, having farmed prior to 1980. Farmers under 50 have only seen deflation interrupted by brief periods of relief rallies. My father began farming in 1973 when inflation was the economic reality and not just some concept. While inflation is tracked in numbers, it is born out of psychology. Most people today have never done business in an inflationary economy. They read about it in other countries such as Brazil or in Africa as a far-off happening. The psychology of inflation is that you make financial decisions in a manner to avoid higher prices. You expect higher prices in anticipation that what you need tomorrow will be more expensive, so you hoard in inventory so as to not get caught and be squeezed by shortages. You buy what you need tomorrow today in order to avoid paying more for it tomorrow. Inflation becomes self-fulfilling as it becomes artificial demand. By owning more inflationary inventory, your wealth on paper increases. There was a point reached in the 1970s when operational profits took a backseat to inflation gains. Most consumers today have never feared higher prices enough to worry about filling the pantry, buying inputs ahead beyond seasonal concerns, or holding inventories expecting appreciation. Instead, they have often planned for lower prices by delaying purchases and operating hand-to-mouth with just-in-time supply management. Price increases have been temporary, and supply has surged to meet transitory periods of high demand. Many see the current surge in prices as temporary, and I think that the strong possibility exists that they will be proven wrong. I believe that the table is being set for another inflationary cycle to have begun. Let's look over a couple examples. One is the housing sector. New home prices are tracking ever higher, and new home material costs have soared. Lumber, electrical wiring materials, appliances have all been in short supply attributed to the COVID impact on production, and in some cases setting new record price highs. Many consumers think that if they wait that those prices will come down. That is what they have been taught to expect by a few decades of disinflation and deflation. I think that post-pandemic surges in demand will exceed the ability of supply chains to boost supply. Any short-term weakness is a buying opportunity. I think that the housing market boom is not going to go away anytime soon. Any available excess supply is now being snapped up by investors. The Fed is not going to get in front of a growing inflationary trend at this time. There will be too much federal debt, and they will need to pay it off with cheaper dollars. The federal debt is manageable at current interest rates, but would quickly become a ton of bricks to service were rates to climb significantly. Higher rates would cause a recession that Washington cannot afford. They will err on the side of allowing inflation. In the 1970s, farmers would put their name on the list at the machinery dealership in the winter if they had any desire to buy a new tractor or combine after harvest. There were more names for orders than Deere or others could fill, and prices rose accordingly. Many farmers, who maybe did not need a new tractor, took it anyway, because when delivered, it was more expensive than when ordered, and they could sell it for a profit. Net worths rose by the inflation of asset values. The mindset of buying what I may need tomorrow, today, in order to avoid higher prices, soaked into the cortex of inflationary thinking. Companies took advantage of the psychology and price hikes became built into the market. So did higher labor costs as prices and wages trend together. Debt became a tool to own assets that rose in value more than the cost of the interest. Leverage created wealth until it didn't, when operating margins could no longer support superinflated asset values. Fed Chairman Paul Volcker burst the bubble in 1980, sending interest rates and the U.S. dollar both soaring. I see history rhyming in the automobile market today. The supply of new vehicles has dried up with demand far exceeding supply due to the computer chip shortage, a critical component of anything electronic. The most desirable models are sold out. Consumers have money, and automobile prices, in my opinion, are still a product price for disinflation. There is enormous upside potential in the sales price of vehicles, and I think that automakers and dealers are going to figure that out. If you wait for prices of homes or autos to decline post-pandemic, prepare to walk to the homeless shelter. We have made no recommendations to forward price new crop grain. Frankly, who else held all of their old crop 2020 production into this year? As a general statement, I disfavor forward pricing, seeing it as trading against the trend and would rather buy and build inventories on breaks. A summer weather rally may provide the exceptional marketing opportunity. I think that forming opinions on how high the commodity prices will go based on our recent disinflationary market conditioning will be costly. Concerns should focus on marketing immediate inventories into price strength and not forward pricing. Worry should instead be focused on hedging future input costs, as that is where the risk lies and management will pay off. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, give us a call at 712-227-1110 or online at comstock.com.